Thank you for calling Central Laborers. For quality assurance, your call may be recorded. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed. For the pension department, press 2. For the annuity department, press 3. For the employer contributions department, press 4. For open enrollment, press 5. For the welfare department, which includes medical and dental claim status, as well as pre-certification and eligibility questions, press 6. For operator assistance, press 0 or stay on the line, and an operator will assist.
Good morning, this is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hello, Ellie. My name is Joyce. I'm calling from the provider's office regarding claims.
Okay, let me get you to the correct department. You've reached the pension line. Hold on.
Okay.
Good morning. My name is Neely. Can I have the member's ID, please?
Yes, new member ID is starting with C as a Charlie, L as Lima, B as a Bravo, 80358387 4.
What's the member ID because you cut out?
What then?
What's the member ID you cut out and I didn't hear any of it?
Member ID is C as a Charlie, L as Lima, B as Bravo, 80358 3974.
And the patient's name?
Patient's name is Carmer McKenzie.
McKenzie Kramer.
What?
Is her name McKenzie Kramer?
Yes. Last name is Carmer.
Can I have your name and the facility you're calling with, please?
It's Bear Behavioral Health.
And what is your name?
My name is Joy. It's J as Juliet, O as Oscar, Y as Anki. And last name initial is B as Peter.
Okay, and what's a good callback phone number?
It's a 301-685-6623, and it's a direct line.
How can I help you?
Actually, I have required a claim status for the date of service, January 27 of 2025.
And the total billed amount?
Billed amount is... it's 500 and just a minute. It's a $520.
Okay, let me take a look.
Okay.
We are needing the primary explanation of benefits.
And for the, means you have required a primary insurance explanation of benefit, and how we can send up there any facts.
I can give you our fax number.
Yes.
It's 217. 243-8619.
It's a 217-243-8619.
That's correct.
Okay. And there any mailing address?
It would be easier to fax it since this is timely.
Okay.
There's only so much time to get this in.
Okay. For this patient, actually, I have three more date of services for the same patients with the same billed amount. So could you please check that claims has required
the date of service?
Yes. Second date of service is March 17th of 2025 with the bill amount is $520.
We need the primary EOB.
For the date of service, May 5th of 2025 with the same bill amount, $520.
You told me 317 of 25.
Yes, ma'am. I have complete for that date of service correction. So could you please check other two date of service?
Okay, what's the next date of service?
Next date of service is May 5th of 2025 with the same bill amount, $520.
Primary EOB is needed.
And the last date, could you please check for the last date of service?
Okay, what is it?
It's July 7th of 2025 with the same bill amount.
We need the primary EOB.
Okay.
And we are also needing this to be corrected because you have the wrong place of service billed. You billed place of service 11, which is office, but then you're billing for telemedicine, which you can't do both.
Okay. So we have to submit the corrected claim for this patient. And with
the primary EOB.
Okay. So we have to attach the cover page and CMS 1500 claim form plus primary insurance extension of benefit. And then we have to attach all the documents and send to the fax number 217-243.
No, the corrected claim has to go back through Blue Cross. We can't accept the corrected claim here. We can just accept the primary EOB.
Okay. So only... You have to require only primary explanation of benefit for other date of services?
We need the primary EOB for every date of service, but this one was billed wrong. You can't use a place of service 11 and bill as telemedicine.
Okay. So for other date of service, like previous three date of service, January 17th, March...
We're fine.
Yes. So we have to send a claim form, CMS 1500 claim form, plus explanation of benefit.
You have to send Blue Cross a corrected claim. Correct that
yes.
Date of the place of service.
Yes. I have completed the correction for the date of service, July 7th of 2025. And now we are discussing about January 27, March 17, and May 15.
The other ones are fine with the date of service, sir. It's this one only that the date of the place of service is wrong.
Okay.
You cannot bill a place of service 11 and telemedicine. You can't be in the office, but then billing for telemedicine. You can't do that.
Okay. So for we will submit a corrected claim for the date of service, July 7th of 2025. But for other date of services, we have to send an explanation of benefit to you.
We need a primary EOB for all of the claims from January 27th to July 7th of 25. We need primary EOBs for all of them.
And with the attached of cover page and CMS 1500 claim form?
We don't need a claim form. We just need the primary EOB for those.
Okay. So we will send you. Could you please spell out your name and provide a reference number for conversation?
Today's reference number is my name and today's date, N-E-E-L-Y. First initial to my last name is J.
Okay. Thank you for that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.